Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
And welcome to Johnson Fieldhouse at UW Stout. It's the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Mark Halverson and Kurt Galvez doing our best Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney impression. Sam Aberle, our video producer. And back at our WOGO studios, our radio producer, Zach Wycheck. Actually, you can catch Caleb and Mark later from Sonnentag in Eau Claire as it's Max girls basketball, game two of our doubleheader. The Max tonight, 6:55 pregame. In the action there, taking on Durand, Arkansas, so that should be a great one. But we're into game six of eight games today, Kurt, and that is a lot of basketball. We just saw Bloomer lose to Clear Lake 65-41. This tournament, a fundraiser for the UW Stout basketball team, talking to a former McDonald coach, Archie Sherbanow, has been with Stout for 8 years now and loving it here. But the Max and Colfax, how do you see this one?
Well, you know, it's early in the season, Mark. So when I think about it, you know, you kind of look at last year and see who's gone from both teams. But I think it's going to be a close matchup here. That being said, there's a couple guys from Colfax who've put up some good points against some good teams this year so far. The Max, we've had some. Good matchups here early on, but I think it's going to be a close one up and down the floor. And if I had to guess, I'm going to say Max by 10.
All right, sounds good. Well, giving the overview on these, your McDonald Max lost to Amory 80-76 on Tuesday. Thursday night, they win over Mondovi 59-48, third game in a week, and so that's a lot of basketball. Meanwhile, Colfax also Tuesday night losing to Durand, Arkansas, 75-67. And then Prescott, who's going to wrap things up here, beating them 101-67. So you get McDonald from the Clover Belt West, and you get Colfax from the Dunn St. Croix. So a good non-conference test early in the season, the tip-off invitational, serves a good purpose.
I think this is one of the best games in today's lineup of games. Playoff implications, even though it's really, really early in the season. But these two teams will see each other possibly down the road. You mentioned Colfax's schedule. The two games they had played two really good teams, especially Prescott, so you can't look at the scores on that. McDonald themselves, their first game at Amory, went into double overtime, had some foul trouble issues. Otherwise, I think we could have pulled that one out. We had our chances. And then Mondovi for us. Mondovi gave us a little bit of run at the second half. But we closed the game out.
So game six of eight here. The one we're bringing you, game one of our WOGO doubleheader, to be followed again from Sonnentag Center, a beautiful Sonnentag Center in Eau Claire. Lady Max basketball against Durand, Arkansas. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. The first of our two coaches' conversations, Nick Height of Colfax, in 2 minutes. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's push all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Max pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream of the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Talking to Nick Height, head coach of Colfax. Coach, you come in here 0-2 so far, but if you love basketball, you got to love this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a great day starting at 9 o'clock, going to 7:30. It's a great event, having, you know, a lot of area teams come and play. It's always a fun one each year, so fun to kind of come out and compete and have some good competition.
You guys got treated to a track meet maybe with Prescott the other night.
Yeah, I mean, you give up 16 threes. I think the game was probably a little closer when you look at the score. You know, we were down 11 with 11 minutes to go. We got tired, took bad shots, and that's not winning basketball. So hopefully we can change that a little bit today. Obviously a little bit different style with McDonald, with all their different looks on the defensive end with zones and things like that. So hopefully we can come out and compete.
Meanwhile, some talk about your club, about the shooters you have, and particularly your 6'6 kids.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Russell's ability to stretch the floor. Hopefully he can start to get a little more healthy. I know he hasn't practiced a ton with his knee injury, but, you know, Tegan's coming in and has shot pretty well. I mean, Orion putting up 25 at Prescott. So, I mean, we got guys who can score the ball. We just have to play together and share the ball, not be selfish offensively with the one-pass shot kind of things.
Mm-hmm. And what about, again, you've talked about it a little bit, but defending McDonald?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be physical and they're going to be big. Our help defense is going to be really important. And one thing that we've really struggled at is rebounding, and they're going to be the best rebounding team that we've seen. So, you know, their physicality on the guards, and their guards are going to post up. So hopefully we can challenge that and force them into tough twos.
Yeah. Coach, thanks so much for talking to us. We wish you the best today and the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Nick Height, head coach of Colfax, back with the head coach, Adam Schilling of the Max, in just a moment. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Max pregame from the Johnson Fieldhouse. EW South, Mark Halverson with Adam Schilling. Mass basketball, the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Great event, Adam.
Yeah, it's always fun to come over here. It's a good opportunity for the kids to play on a bigger court and a little different atmosphere than what we have regular season.
You never know exactly what time you're going to get, but I think 4:30 is pretty nice.
Yeah, some years we've had the snowstorms and you end up playing pretty late. So this year they're on time, it looks like, and everything is going pretty well.
You guys off to a 1-1 start, narrow loss to Amory, and then the 11-point win at Mondovi. What's your overview so far?
Well, we've kind of had some guys get nicked up and some foul trouble in our first couple of games, so kind of just trying to survive and get through this first week. Three games in a week is tough. So we got Nathan Hazel out again this game with a concussion, and hopefully he'll be able to come back next week sometime.
Mm-hmm. How deep do you view your roster?
I think we got 9 to 10 kids that can play for sure. Then we got 4 sophomores that are dressing and trying to get some experience. So I think all of our, it's one of the older teams we've had as far as seniority goes. But I think all 14, 15 kids on our team can play.
Mm-hmm. What about coming off that football championship? There's pluses and minuses to that, a winning mentality, but you kind of got them late.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a good problem to have. I think they had a great year. It's something they can really build on. Just had to get a couple guys healthy from some nagging injuries they had, but it's definitely a positive for everybody.
And then this Colfax team, they come in 0-2, giving up 75 and 101 in their two games.
Yeah, they got some good scorers that can shoot the ball, and they got a nice team, so it's always a proud program that they have, and it'll be a tough game for us.
Mm-hmm. And the key for you defensively, what are you thinking there?
You got to get the shooters. They got a lot of guys that can shoot the three. Hopefully we can hold them to one shot and then get out and run and try to use some of our size.
There we go. That's head coach Adam Schilling getting ready for this one. We're back in a minute with the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game from Kurt Galvez, our color analyst. It's Max Basketball versus Colfax, a battle of the two conferences today here on WDO Cloverbelt West and the Dunn St. Croix. Back in a minute on WDOGO.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Mark Halverson, Kurt Galvez at the Northwest Tip-Off Invitational. Our video producer, Sam Aberle, Zach Wycheck at our WOGO studio. Game one of a Max doubleheader. And Kurt, time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. You've seen both of these Max games so far come in 1-1. How about it against Colfax today?
I think we need to slow down number 2, Tegan Leiden from Colfax. If we could do that, that'll help us out tremendously. But otherwise, we need to take care of the basketball, rebound like we have been. We've been pretty dominant on the boards. And when we get those rebounds, just take care of the basketball and make that extra pass and share the ball.
There you go. Those are the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Again, Kurt, you've seen those two games. We've talked a little bit about them, but Amory and then the more recent win over Mondovi. But just kind of give me a brief take on both of those games.
We're big, which yeah. You can see that from here.
6'5", 6'5", 6'5", across the front line.
But if we get in foul trouble, Mark, you can see our bigs slow down. You know, as the game goes on, you can see the pace of the game slow down for us. And then we might get some ticky-tack fouls involved then. But other than that, when we move the ball, we are a dangerous team. Two of the bigs, Brennan and Carson, they can shoot from outside as well. So that opens Mason up a little bit in the inside, as you know, when they're shooting the ball well outside. But I think with the little bit bigger floor here, if our bigs can can suck some wind here and put that last burst of energy they have for the week. I think we can pull this one off.
Nick Height of Colfax certainly aware of the aggressiveness. Talked about that, you know, the big front line, and certainly a kid that gets a lot of attention hasn't practiced a lot. The 6'6 sophomore Russell Polkowski was talking with one of the assistant coaches here with Stout before the game. I mean, he's catching their attention as well.
Yes.
So, all right, let's listen to the starting lineups right now on WOGO Sports.
First for the McDonald's Central Methodist. At guard, 5'11", senior number 2, Eli Stout. At guard, 5'10", senior number 23, Cale Holm. At forward, 6'5", senior number 33, Carson Galvin. At forward, 6'5", junior number 34, Brennan Luzell Christensen. And your center, a 6'5", senior number 44, Mason Bussey. Back to coach Adam Schiff. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Colfax Vikings. At guard, a 6'2", sophomore number 2, Deegan Lydon. At guard, a 5'9", junior number 3, Trey Larson. At forward, a 6-foot, senior number 10, Orion Nichols. At forward, a 5'9", sophomore number 15, Isaiah Ensminger. And your center, rounding out the starting five, a 6'6", sophomore number 30, Russell Polkowski. Your Vikings are coached by Nick Bates. Now let's play some ball.
Game 6 of 8 here in the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Mark Halverson, Kurt Galvez, great to have you with us. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. All right, yeah, you talked about the bigger floor. What type of a factor do you think that may be?
Well, just running itself, Mark. You know, you get Mason, who's a bigger dude.
Right.
He's very well on the football field, too.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to run as far, you know.
And the tap goes deep and out of bounds to our left, and it's going to be going to the right. So we'll get things started right away. And, again, setting this for you, Colfax in the white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and trim, and the Max in the blue uniforms. The darker uniforms as you watch this on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. There's the first shot up, partially blocked, no good, and missed that time for the Max from Galvez. We bring it to the other direction.
Yeah, Russell got up in the air on that one. His knees look good.
Yeah, Polkowski, yeah, right. Hasn't been practicing a lot, but there's the lob feed down low, and the Max come out of it. First turnover of the game for Colfax to the other end. The Max cutting through defense and not able to quite convert it. Eli Stepp, know him as the football running back, and they'll take it down and lay it up. Oh, it just falls out, and a whistle and a foul. Penetrating was Ensminger, one of multiple talented sophomores. First personal, first team on the Max with 17-19 to go. First quarter goes on Galvez. So let's just get it out of the way. Your son's playing. You're here. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's a little bit different because I can't yell and scream at
him. Ensminger hits the first.
But I'm sure my wife and some of the fans are better off with me up here today.
But you're proud of him. I'm a basketball starter, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
No good.
He's got some colleges looking at him,
awesome.
Talking to him. So last year of high school ball for him. So.
Yeah. Well, good size for sure, right?
Yeah, and he can handle the ball, so.
Yeah. All right, so now at the other end, McDonald basketball as they work it left to right, looking inside and work it out on top, swinging it around. Eli Stepp behind that three-point line, picked up there defensively by Trey Larson. Bussey into the low paint, kicks it out in the left wing. Max, a deliberate possession here. dangerous pass, able to work it to Galvez.
Ooh.
And there's the pass out of bounds for McDonald. So,
yeah. Work out the ugly stuff right away here.
Yeah, right. So I think, what, one turnover apiece? Is that what you got here? Or did the Max have one earlier? Here it was 16:43 to go.
we'll
be generous in that department. All right. So now Koufax with a 1-0 lead on the attack right to left. They get in the deep left corner. There's the three-pointer, and there it is. And there's that three-point concern. Trey Larson netting that, and it's a 4-0 lead here for Koufax out of the gate early against your McDonald Max. And the Max look to set it up again. Galvez, here, Kurt talking about his comfortability handling the ball. You can see that. And Bussey out on top. Kind of a point center. There's the three-point attempt off the back iron. No good. Missed by Holm. And Koufax out of there. So Koufax with a 4-0 lead in the basketball as they bring it down the floor. Cutting through the defense, walking his way, getting into the right corner. Shot is up and off the front iron. No. Rebound Koufax in the toaster. He pops it up. No good. And missed that time by Orion. Max looking for their first hoop of the game. Setting that offense, they work it on the right side to Galvez. Again, Max come in here 1-1. Koufax 0-2 looking for their first win. Game 6 of 8 here at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Johnson Fieldhouse, UW South. In the lane, working his way. Kicking it to the outside. There's the gym shot, and there it is. The first hoop of the game for scored and dropping that down, Cale Holm.
That's good to see from many really good looks the first two games, so we haven't seen him get hot yet this year.
And makes it a 4-3 game. And there's a air ball from the outside and out of there with it, McDonald. And getting it, Brennan Ozell Christensen across the timeline step. Max within one. There's the lob feed down low. It's dropping into a double team. There's the turn. Galvez pops out of there for him. No good. Rebound out of there with it. Tegan Leiden, the 6'2 sophomore, gets it ahead to his teammate and out of bounds, so Koufax, turnover number 2. And help me out here. I didn't write down the stat. The three-pointer for McDonald was by
Cale Holm.
Cale, yes. Holm. And Cale, so the Max. Lone basket so far into the forecourt now. Eli Stepp, the 5'11 senior. Had a terrific season. He was one of our co-radioactive award winners, along with Dawson Moulton, for the football season. Missing on the drive that time, step, and into the forecourt. Here comes Koufax behind the back pass and then choosing not to shoot it up there. Ensminger, they work it on the outside, and the three-point miss that time from Leiden. And we get a whistle, and what's the call here?
Jump ball.
We're moving along pretty good. We've only had one foul in about 4 minutes. So.
Yeah, this is, you know, and this is a pretty typical start for, you know, high school basketball, and all of a sudden the shots will start falling a little bit better.
And Koufax getting it in right now. Just the lone foul on Galvez earlier for McDonald. High post. They kick it into the left corner.
McDonald's in there. 2-3.
Yep. McDonald likes to change defenses. Oh, a near travel, but they lay up and in. And Orion Nichols, his first two, and it's a 6-3 Koufax lead.
Good move by Orion.
Yeah. Working around on the outside and trying to get it down low to Galvez and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Max basketball, 13:45 to go first half. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check and Victoria Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Into the deep right corner for McDonald, Cale Holm. There's the shot. The three-pointer is good, and the Max on the scoreboard. 2 threes. Eli Stepp that time.
It's a nice look from Eli there for Eli.
So 2 threes for the Max, and we tie this game at 6, our first tie of the afternoon.
McDonald in a 1-3-1 this possession.
And reach in, and a foul going to be called on the Max out on top on Bozell Christensen, the 6'5 junior. I imagine, you know, you talk about trying to find your identity, and again, with football extending as far as it did for the Max and maybe into some basketball practice, although I didn't sense any complaints from Coach Schilling. The missed shot from the outside, and here comes McDonald. But I would think still trying to find their identity. Racing down the floor, laying it up and in there for 2 points for Cale Holm, and the Max get their first lead.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. You know, hats off to Coach Maloney and his crew. And I was there at the game, and I'm sitting there, and the only thing I was saying is nobody get hurt for basketball.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But yeah, you know, you go from football shape to basketball shape, and you know, these guys have only had maybe a couple weeks to get into that shape.
So right. And there's the three-pointer from the left corner is good for Tegan Lydon, his first tonight. So Lydon and Larson each with a three, and we get our second leads change as now Koufax goes back on top 9-8 with 12:40 to go here first half from the Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout, game 6 of 8, the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Outside shot from Lozelle Christensen, no good, and here comes Koufax ahead on the break. Taking it into the left corner, not afraid to fire from there. Larson, and it's going to fall out. No, and Mason Bussey with a nice rebound for the Max. Down the floor, Eli Stepp. Eli, behind the back, dribbles, works it around on the outside to Galvez. 9-8, Koufax lead by one. Bussey just inside the free throw line. Right side, shot on the way, comes up short.
Inside,
inside of 12 minutes now in this first half, 9-8 Koufax lead. Mark Halverson, Kirk Galvez with the call here on travel call. So Koufax third turnover compared to one for McDonald so far. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
Desi and Matthews come in during that change of possession there for Mason Bussey to give him a break. So,
well, good to see that because Desi missed the end of the football season, right? And so great to see that he's mended and back at it. Taking it down the lane for Tua. Sweet drive that time for the Max. Roselle Christensen giving McDonald back the lead. And the Max go up 10-9, and now Koufax looking to answer at the other end. Our third lead change already here.
Good defense by Desi.
And there we go, into the forecourt, laying it up and in, and a sweet basket there for home. And a timeout, Koufax. They'll take a break. Back in half a minute, Max up 12-9 on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Basketball.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
McDonald, 11:14 to go first half. Mark Halverson and Kurt Galvez here from the Johnson Fieldhouse. UW Stout, Sam Aberle, our video producer. Thanks to him and our radio producer, Zach Wycheck. First of two. Later, it's Lady Max basketball from the Sonatag Center in Eau Claire up against the tough Durand, Arkansas squad. And, you know, the challenge there, Durand, Arkansas, maybe a little higher student enrollment. So here's the shot from the left corner, no good. And out of there with it is Galvez. And here come the Max trying to build on that three-point lead. Biggest lead for either team today. And there's the drive off glass and two more. And the Max lead at 14-0 on the hoop by Galvez.
Yeah, that girls game, Mark, if I remember right, that was the playoff game.
And there's one from the left corner and knocked down by Charlie Charbonneau, the 5'10 senior, in off the bench, and they gave him three for that one. So getting some hoop action here. 14-12 McDonald. Working it down low, and a whistle and a foul, and they call a travel beforehand on Galvez. Max second turnover.
Second in for the Max, number 24.
Stick around for our highlights at halftime here on WOGO. Get you updated on the stats. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And there's the steal ahead. Lozelle Christensen racing towards the basket. Seeking to slam it, hit the back iron. And a whistle and a foul on the way. Well, it would have been pretty had he slammed it, and we'd be going for the old-fashioned three, but we'll take his trip to the line.
I can tell you this. I watched him play all summer.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, all right.
So I'm just as impressed here.
And first free throw coming up short. You weren't bragging up his free throw shooting, so we're not going to call it an announcer jinx.
I know he can make them.
Yeah. And again, the foul was on Tegan Lydon. First personal, first team foul on Alaska. So we're playing clean. Second free throw, no good. And
the Max.
Good job by Desi and Matthews, the 6'3 senior, out of there with it for the Max. Inside of 10 minutes to go here, first half, down low. And a whistle and an offensive foul against McDonald. Kurt, what did you see there?
Brendan pushed him off just a little bit.
Yeah, to get free, and that's his second personal.
Yeah, that kind of hurts right now.
And that third team foul.
That's the foul we don't need there. Too early for that one.
Yeah. So 14-12, 9:50 to go, approaching the midway point of this first half here from Johnson Fieldhouse, game 6 of 8 at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Still time to come on out. Mission $10. Enjoy the rest of this game and two more to follow. And, good effort there by our buddy Brennan there, trying to almost get the steal, but instead the layup. And Orion Nichols, his second basket, makes it a 14-14 game, our second tie on the afternoon. And now the Macs set their offense. Had a 5-point lead, so it's a 5-0 run for Colfax at the moment. Driving, Lozelle Christensen falls to the floor. And we're going to get a Colfax foul with 9:11 to go here first half. And it's going to be a second one on Colfax. Charlie Charbonneau, the 5'10 senior. And sending Brennan back to the free throw line. Missed his first two a short time ago. I was listening to some of the Wisconsin-Marquette game, and Wisconsin was doing great at the free throw line. In fact, that was... And they had a double-digit lead throughout. So Brennan now 0-for-3 from the line.
Yeah, I'm sure Brennan's grandpa right now is yelling at him, telling him, hey, you got to make this one.
you want so badly for the guys to succeed.
Right.
So family members, right, you're out there living and dying with them on every play. The next one from the lefty is off the back iron, no good. And Max come out of there with it. Desi and Matthews again, very quick. McDonald setting Galvez into the right corner. Lozelle Christensen trying to go down low Galvez, and it's going to be Colfax over the back.
That's the
second one, yeah.
Second and the second big hustle play from Desian.
Right. And Lozelle Christensen will take a seat, the 6'5 junior for the Max. And into the contest, we've got Luke Anderson, the 6'3 junior. Also, you got Eli Stepp with the basketball on top, getting it to
Isaac
Crawford. Talented kicker and defensive back on the state championship football team. How sweet it is to be able to say that, huh?
Right.
Eli Stepp driving into the paint, has it knocked away, and here comes Colfax, and it's taken right back by the Max, but a charging foul called against Eli. That'll be his first, and for the Max, their fourth team foul.
Eli probably should have just dished that one to Carson there and took the assist.
And they, so the Max turned it over. Colfax turned it over, and then the offensive foul is a turnover. So four apiece now with 8:35 left here first half from the beautiful Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout. Talking with Archie Sherburn about some of the young guys they've got here from area teams, including Mboga. From Eau Claire Memorial, and he said, yeah, he's been a good kid, but also from Bloomer and other schools, and a travel call on Colfax. So Max, get it back now. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Max basketball across the timeline. This is bigger court than they're used to here, but a real treat, I'm sure, to come here and play.
Like we're trying to get it in the bus.
Yeah. Bussy out into the deep right corner, and they're laying way off of him, saying, go right ahead. I'm not afraid of you from there.
Yeah, end of the year last year, you took one of them and made it.
Huh. And trying to find the cutting Eli step, whistle, and a foul as Eli received the pass from Bussy with 7:46 to go here first half, and Eli to the line for the first time tonight. And the foul going on Russell Polkowski. Haven't called his name much at all, I got to say.
No, he seems to be moving okay.
And again, Max goodness. Free throw troubles continuing here. You're going to vouch for me, Kurt. They do practice those.
I'm looking at Adam right now, and he's looking at the bench going, what's going on?
After going 0-for-5, they hit their first free throw of the night, and the Max go up 15-14. Colfax into the forecourt. Well, early in the season, only game 3 of 24, and there's the three-point attempt, no good, and Isaac Crawford out of there with it off the miss from Charbonneau off the Colfax bench. Crawford dishes down low, double pump, Desian Matthews, no good, and then the turnover, too hot to handle, but then Crawford gets it right back for the Max. Deep left corner, bomb on the way, off the rim, no good. Fighting for it, Bussey, and he's going to get called for a foul, hand to the cookie jar there. Or hand over the shoulder, more specifically.
Right.
So do you know anything about Mason and that, you know, I know some Division I interest in him as a lineman, you know, where he's at?
Yeah, so I've actually talked with his dad quite a bit. He's got schools still calling him.
Mm-hmm.
A couple big Division II schools as well, which are very good D2 football schools. So
yeah.
I think he's
got a
exploring
tough decision
every
there.
Option.
Yeah.
And you want to see the paperwork from the college itself, you know, before you come in. So.
Orion Nichols missing from on top, and then the Max down with it. Eli Stepp behind the back dribble. He's going to drive down the lane, whistle, and he did make the basket, but the foul. They're going to count it.
I think they counted
okay,
that.
Wow. That was almost like NBA continuation. But we'll take it. No complaints as Eli gets the hoop. And so McDonald leading at 17-14 as the foul goes on Trey Larson. It's his first 15 foul. And the free throw falls out of there for Eli. 17-14 despite the multiple missed free throws from McDonald, so the lead could be larger, put it that way, right?
Mm-hmm. You know that's going to be a halftime speech from coach.
And the basket good, and a foul, and a good drive that time from Charlie Charbonneau, the 5'10 senior, in off the Colfax bench. He's got five. Really nice when you get that bench contribution.
You're right. That's, I think, what, the second on Mason, so there's still 6:41 left in this first half.
Well, two of our big guys have two fouls now.
Yeah, that's not what coach wants.
Charbonneau ties it up at 17 apiece and call it the third tie to go with our three lead changes. Max had enjoyed the lead or been tied here for a while as Eli Stepp gets it into the forecourt. On the outside, Desian driving toward the lane, bounce pass, dangerous, able to keep it alive. Galvez kicks it in the right corner, shot on the way, no good. Into the deep right corner, out of there with it, Eli Stepp. Eli reloads down low, Bussey for two.
Good pass. Timeout McDonald here.
And the Max take a break as well. We're back in a minute from Menominee as McDonald leads it 19-17. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back.
Oh, the biscuit and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Mark Halverson and Kurt Galvez back at Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout, with our video producer, Sam Aberle, Zach Wycheck at our WOGO studio. Max up, Max Boys up, 19-17 games, the North Classic, all here on WOGO, also streaming the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Colfax down by two, had three ties and three lead changes. Max have either been tied or in front for quite a while now.
playing a little bit smaller, but
Charbonneau is going to miss on the drive on the left baseline, and the Max out of there with it. Eli Stepp. They get it ahead on the right side to home. Back on top to Eli. They work in the backfield in football and in basketball, and from the backfield to the backcourt. There's the shot from Galvez. Oh, off. Little deep, gets his own rebound. Galvez down the lane, gets fouled from behind. Look out, everybody. And some tolling skyscrapers there.
Carson's shot is not on from three right now, but, you know, at least he follows the shot.
Yep.
Draws the foul.
He'll get a chance at the free throw line. That's going to be the second foul on Russell Polkowski for and the sixth team foul for Colfax, with the Max leading at 19-17. First one is good. Well, that free throw form looked good.
Yes. That's why I started to chuckle there, Mark, because when we said he's going to the free throw line,
I know.
I bent down here and I was like, I don't know.
Right. And, you know, sometimes maybe he can right himself there. So 20-17. Second one from Galvez. Rattles around and in. Yeah. All right. And so 21-17, McDonald.
Make that free throw shooting contagious now.
And get it to Isaac Crawford on the right side. So lob feed down low. Galvez off the glass. Two more for the Max.
Nice feed by Eli there.
So Galvez, after the two free throws, getting two more there for 6 points on the night. Colfax looking to go down low. Finds a cutter, no, picked up on the ground by Tegan Leiden. Whistle and a foul on the Max with 4:49 to go first half. Max up four.
Yeah, it looked like it was all ball, but I don't see Eli looking at the coach going, that was all ball.
Right. And so this is, I believe, Tegan Leiden. First one is up and good for Leiden.
He's only a sophomore. This guy can shoot.
Yeah. Eli Stepp, second personal, and the seventh team foul for the Max. Leiden comes up short on that one, and McDonald comes away with the rebound. Eli Stepp now, after the missed free throw from Leiden. Let them get some of the missed free throw items now. Working it down low, and there's another hoop for Galvez, who's getting hot for the Max. He's got eight.
We gotta get back down the floor.
Yep. 25-20 McDonald lead. There's the drive by... Missed shot, no good by Nichols, fouled up and in. Ryan Nichols has eight. Well, this is a guy stood out. He had the 25 in the loss to Prescott the other night. Inside of 4:15 to go here, first half. Max basketball going left to right, 3-point, 25-22 lead. Crawford on top, works it left side to Stepp.
See the
dangerous pass, deflected off of Desi, and Matthews it out of bounds for the Max sixth turnover.
They switched to Orion Nichols on Carson. And I think Orion playing him a little bit more physical than Tegan was. So,
mm-hmm. So Tegan Leiden now bringing it down for Colfax as this first half inside of 4 minutes. Trey Larson stepping it outside. Gets it on top to Charbonneau. Charbonneau for three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Colfax. Ensminger. Ball on the floor. Recovered by Charbonneau. On top, Ensminger. Getting a lot of sophomores on this Colfax team. They have only two seniors. And this one, no good from Ensminger. Down low, contact shot up. No, missed by Leiden. He'll go to the line with 3:27 left first half.
That's probably another one on Carson, which gives him two. So all the bigs have two fouls.
Well, and you talked about in the pregame about the concern there. Why don't you reiterate that for us?
Yeah, you know, they get tired. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it doesn't matter what size you are, but these big guys, when they get tired.
First free throw no good from Tegan Leiden. Go ahead.
They tend to do things that the coach doesn't want them to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you miss a rebound, they're going to jump to try to block a shot.
Yeah.
You know.
Leiden's second one is off the rim, no good. And fighting for the rebound is, oh, no. And trying to save it that time back in the game with the two fouls is Loisel Christensen, but he saved it to the player. I don't know, was that Charbonneau?
It looks like, Charlie.
Okay, Charlie, so two Charbonneau. More. Wow, he's got eight off the bench. So a good job for Charbonneau. In the deep right corner, there's the air ball miss by Stepp. And now Koufax within one at 25-24, looking for the lead off the back iron. No, on the driving layup attempt by Ensminger. And here comes McDonald to the other end. Desi and Matthews kicking into left corner. Shot of the way, Eli Stepp. Honeycomb's out of there. No. Rebound down to Koufax. Leiden ahead on the fast break. Trey Larson, he'll pull up, finds a cutter, driving down the lane, and Koufax gets the lead back as Charbonneau scores again. He's got 10 off the bench.
Yeah, we're not getting back on defense.
It's a 26-25 Koufax lead. 2:24 left here in the first half. Crawford driving, tough shot off the glass, no. Rebound comes away to Koufax. Max in a cold spell here.
Oh.
And then, what, we had a, I was looking down.
Crawford stole the ball and had a nice bunny. But
then missed it. Yeah. All right, so a couple of missed shots. Koufax at the other end. Fantastic drive for two by Orion Nichols. He's got 10 to follow that 25 in the loss to Prescott. And now Koufax, their biggest lead of the night at 28-25.
Game of runs. We just got to slow them down here.
Yeah, McDonald needing to break that cold spell. The kick out, Desi and Matthews from long range, off the backboard, no, and the rebound comes down to Trey Larson. So Koufax on a good run here, had been 21-17, and so they've outscored McDonald 11-4 since then. A drive down Main Street, whistle and a foul, and Koufax is consistent. They're mixing the drives and the outside here pretty good, but mostly the drives.
Yeah, they're good at getting the ball into the paint here with their guards.
And getting to the free throw line as Trey Larson will go back now, the 5'9 junior.
That's three fouls on Eli.
First one is going to be up and in, a kind roll. So Eli with three, that's the ninth team foul on McDonald. He's got three in each of the starting bigs, Galvez, Lozell, Christensen, and Bussey, all with two. So some navigating for Adam Schilling to do with those foul issues. Next one is up and good for Larson, so he gets them both, making it a 30-25 game. All right, late first half, 80 seconds left here in this first half. Galvez on top to Crawford. Crawford works it back on the left side to Cale Holm. Eli Stepp on the bench with those three fouls now for Coach Schilling. Minute 10 left in this first half. Bounce pass, trying to go down low, and Galvez has it knocked away. He recovers. Galvez looking, works it outside to a teammate. Driving, losing the basketball for the Max, Luke Anderson. And there's a Max turnover, their seventh of the afternoon. Inside of a minute now in this first half, and a good block by Luke Anderson. Whistle and a foul, though.
I think they're going to call that on the body. Well, they would have to there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Luke getting his first personal 10th team foul, and it was in the act of shooting anyhow. But the momentum has certainly swung to the Koufax side. They lead it by five and trying to add to it.
It's the free throws.
A little bit short. Max going to need to regroup here for at halftime. We're up 25-22, and since then have been outscored 8-0. It's a left-hander. Second one, no good, and the rebound coming down. So Nichols misses both. Stays at 30-25. Final 40 seconds of this first half. On the outside, Jaden Mitchell, the 5'10 sophomore, is in there off Adam Schilling's bench. Gets it on top to Cale Holm. Isaac Crawford now, final 30 seconds. Deep right corner. On top. There's the shot on the way from Holm off. No good. Rebound Koufax. Max have just gone cold. Final 20 seconds of the half. Will Koufax hold it for one here? There's the penetration from Nichols. Up and in.
He's going to the puck.
He's a big-time scorer with 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
And the Max down seven as we head toward the half. Will they get a shot off? There's the long-range one from Cale Holm. Hits the front iron. No, and that's going to do it. We take a three-minute timeout with McDonald trailing Koufax 32-25 from Johnson Fieldhouse at UW Stout. Game 6 of 8 in today's Northwest Tip-Off Classic. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
All right, Mark Halverson, Kurt Galvez back at the Johnson Fieldhouse, CW Stout, our video producer Sam Aberle, and our radio producer Zach Wycheck. And as I try to, we'll size up the first half in a moment. Let me thank one of our great sponsors, Mauer Sperry Insurance. Make sure you look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our Wogo Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. That's a lot, folks. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Kurt, give you first dibs, your take on this first half.
Well, we both were looking at that free throw line and kind of giving a little chuckle to it. I probably missed maybe one or two possibly here, but I have six missed free throws. I don't know which your stats are probably better. We're getting good looks from the three-point line, but they're not going in. I don't know if that's because we're both staring at the college three-point line. Maybe they're behind that one, giving them a little bit more distance to the hoop. So, you know, if they get used to that, maybe those will start falling. But otherwise, foul trouble. Once Mason, Brennan, and Carson have two fouls apiece, you know, Coach Schilling is starting to pull them in. I believe it might have been Mason, maybe 6 minutes and some change left, or Brennan, one of the two, got their second. So, they've sat, you know, quite a bit of that first half, and you see the lead go down, you know, a little bit. But we got to get back on defense. Transition-wise, we need to get back and fill that paint, because Orion Nichols seems to be going to work inside the paint there for the Vikings.
Right. So, again, Max had a lead. I don't feel completely. But, again, the stretch there, it was all Colfax, and they were getting, you know, sometimes converting, getting to the free throw line. Yes, the Max 3-for-9. 3-for-9 is what they were. So All right, from the free throw line, we can give you the first half stats, scoring-wise. Again, statistics, I had 7 turnovers for McDonald and 6 for Colfax. For McDonald, 6 points for Eli Stepp, a 3 of 2, and 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Cale Holmes, 7 points, 8 for Carson Galvez. He was 2 of 2 at the line. And also Brennan Loisel Christensen, 2 points, 0 for 4 from the line, 2 points for Mason Bussey. Foul problems, 3 for Eli Stepp, and 2 apiece for Galvez, Loisel Christensen, and Bussey. Meanwhile, for Colfax, 4 for Tegan Leiden, 5 for Trey Larson, 12 for Orion Nichols, 10 for Charlie Charbonneau off the Colfax bench, and a free throw for Isaiah Ensminger, giving us our halftime score, 32-25, Colfax.
Yeah, I imagine Brennan and Mason this second half are going to get some looks inside.
Yeah, but I think one observation I think we were both agreeing on, it did seem like McDonald got tired later in that first half.
100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, coach is going to listen to that.
Yeah.
After this, of you and I saying that.
Right, he is.
The poor kids are probably going to be running next week.
Right. Well, and again, it is a bigger floor, and that is maybe one of the tests. But let's catch some of the highlights from the first half. Sounded like this. Into the deep right corner for McDonald, Cale Holmes. There's the shot. The three-pointer is good, and the max on the scoreboard. 2 threes. Eli stepped that time. Trying to find their identity. Racing down the floor, laying it up and in there for 2 points for Cale Holmes, and the Macs get their first lead. Well, good to see that, because Dessian missed the end of the football season, right? And so great to see that he's mended and back at it. Taking it down the lane for 2, a sweet drive that time for the Macs. Roselle Christensen giving McDonald back the lead. Trying to build on that three-point lead. Biggest lead for either team today. And there's the drive off glass, and 2 more on the max lead at 14-0 on the hoop by Galvez.
Let's see the paperwork from the college itself, you know, before you come in.
So. Orion Nichols missing from on top, and then the max down with it. Eli Stepp behind the back dribble. He's going to drive down the lane, whistle, and he did make the basket, but the foul. They're going to count it.
I think they counted
it. Okay,
that.
Wow. And get it to Isaac Crawford on the right side. So, lob feed down low. Galvez off the glass. 2 more for the Macs. So there's your first half highlights. McDonald trailing 32-25 at the half, hoping to right the ship. We'll take a 90-second break. Back in 90 seconds here from Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout. It's the Northwest Tip-Off Classic, Max trailing Colfax by 7 at halftime. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Remember, this is game one of our Max Basketball doubleheader from one college venue to another from the Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout. all the way to the Sonatag Center in Eau Claire, where Caleb Swenson and company will have the call for you tonight. Slated to be 6:55 pregame, as it's the McDonald girls battling up against Durand, Arkansas. Should be a good one from the Sonatag Center here on WOGO Radio, and of course the WOGO the video live stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Again, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, a second half of basketball is underway. Max in the dark uniforms, and there's a block shot and a player to the floor, and no foul call on the drive by Galvez. What'd you think, Dad?
He's got to go up higher.
Yeah.
Go up earlier and higher with the ball. You know, I know he's not afraid to go up against him. You know, he's hoping for a foul, but...
All right, so the Max in a bit of a zone here to start the second half, and there's a Colfax turnover, their seventh of the afternoon. Driving at the other end, Lozell Christensen misses the shot. Bussey gets the rebound. Max working on the outside, ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay Max basketball. Last touch by Ensminger, the 5'9 sophomore for Nick Heights Colfax Vikings. Again, McDonald got some foul trouble, two apiece for each of the frontline starters, Galvez, Lozell Christensen, and Bussey, and then three in the backcourt for Eli Stepp. Holm penetrating, driving, kicks it out to Lozell Christensen. Picked up man-to-man there by Nichols. They get it on the outside, deep right corner now. Max, deliberate possession, down by seven. Into the lane. Stepp works it, right baseline, Bussey. Two guys on him. They work it on the outside. There's the shot on the way. Got it. And the Max are within four.
Good look. We moved the ball well there, that possession.
And Eli Stepp with the hoop. 32-28. And Stepp gets his second three of the day. And now Colfax with that four-point lead. And another Colfax turnover, the second one of this second half. Max at the other end. There's the shot off the right side of the lane. No good. Missed by Stepp. Bussey gets the rebound. The big fella.
Well, he might have got fouled earlier.
Whistle. And you don't want to be hit by one of Mason's elbows, right?
No. He's a big dude. I think he's saying the same thing. I think I got fouled earlier.
Yeah. And Ensminger gets his first personal, first team for either squad here in the second half. 16:23 to go. Important three we got there from Stepp a short time ago. There's one put up, and off the front iron, no. Missed by Cale Holm.
Those are the ones you want to see go in. Good luck, though.
Yeah. There's a Tegan Leiden with a three-pointer. Extends the lead back to seven at 35-28. So the Max... looking to cut that lead again. Whistle and some contact. A good distance from the basketball. I don't think Nick Height be pleased with that foul call, although it's Nichols first, but no reason to be fouling that far out with 15:55 left in regulation.
No.
First one, though, on Nichols, and the second on Colfax as a team here in the second half. Working it around on the outside the Max.
Orion's playing tough defense on Brennan right now.
Bussey from the deep left corner, working it around on the perimeter passing game. Sizing things up, Eli Stepp. Cross courts, a tough pass. He gets it to Cale Holm for three, and the Max get another three-pointer.
You like to see those go in from Cale, because he can get hot. He can get real hot.
Excellent. And so Cale has 10 points on the night for McDonald. Cutting into the lane. Polkowski misses, draws the foul.
No. Travel,
okay. Yeah. And that's the third turnover of the second half. So Colfax is like on a cold winter night. They're leaving the door open, and Dad's everywhere saying close the door, right?
They're giving us a chance.
Yeah, they are. So it's a 35-31 game here. The Max, as they work it around on the outside, and picking it up, Eli Stepp on top. 15 minutes to go. We've played three here in the second half. Stepp into the lane, fakes, pivots, gets it around. Lozell Christensen takes it down the lane, partially blocked.
Another block by Russell.
They do it cleanly. At the other end, trying to go on the fast break. Going on the right baseline. Ensminger goes into the deep left corner. His teammate, front iron miss for Leiden. Max coming out of there with it. Into the forecourt, Eli Stepp. Holm, cross-court pass to Galvez. No. Comes up short on the three. Rebound down to Colfax. Orion Nichols. Still a 35-31 game. Little trouble with the handle. Nichols gets it on top to Leiden. Wide open in the right corner. Ensminger got the three.
Oh, wow.
He was wide open, Kurt.
Yeah, that was a good pass. That was a good pass by Isaiah.
So 38-31, so we approach the 14-minute mark here. Game 6 of 8 at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic, Johnson Fieldhouse, EW Stout. Lozell Christensen takes it down the lane, misses off the back iron. So again, it's at a 7-point deficit for the Macs. Ball knocked away. Out of bounds with 13:53 left in regulation.
Russell Pulkowski from Colfax is a presence down there, and you can see it from the shots that were taken.
Right, yeah, he's blocked a couple. Mm-hmm. They like to have him as the enforcer. Hasn't scored, but doing it defensively, and we understand he's had some knee issues, hasn't been practicing a lot, but stepping up with that defensive presence. Max is going to try to figure something out. Oh, what a wonderful drive for two for Trey Larson, and that is the biggest lead of the night for Colfax by 9 now. 40-31, Max in a hole. Time to turn it with 13.5 left here, second half.
McDonald's got an answer here.
Mm-hmm. Lozell Christensen, the deep right corner. He's going to go down low to Bussey, and it's knocked away, and there's the Mac turnover. Only their first of the second half is what I've got it down as. And at the other end, Nichols, there's the three-pointer on top, off the back iron, no good for Larson, but Colfax gets the long rebound. Nichols, whistle and a travel. Now, here's the thing. Max, that was their first turnover of the second half. Colfax has had four.
Yeah, we're just not scoring off of them.
No.
We're not utilizing that possession.
40-31 game, 13:06 left. Time for me to tell you that keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. I can just say, yeah. It's a wonderful financial institution, RCU.
Both bigs are out for both teams here, Mason and Russell.
All right, so Galvez works it to Lozell Christensen. Mason maybe getting a breather here. On top to Step. Eli and Kale have each had three-pointers in the second half, but they're down 9. The Macs need 3 three-pointers just to tie. Galvez in traffic gets the nice hoop for 2.
Yeah, I think now, Mark, if it was me, I would do the same thing with Brennan now to get him going down in a post there with Russell out.
Yeah. And we've got Colfax now out on top of 40-33 game. The 3-point attempt by Larson. Goodness. He just had it measured right. Trey Larson, his second three of the game, and it's now a 10-point lead. Colfax biggest lead of the night. 43-33. I don't know. I was talking some smack to my my friend Jay, the play-by-play announcer, and I was saying my team was going to beat his team. I don't know right now. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay Max basketball.
A lot of time left.
11:50. You're right. We played one-third of this second half, so, again, two-thirds of the game is in the book. We got a 36-minute game, and we have played 24 of the 36. So, Lozell Christensen to inbound for the Max. Down 43-33. Out on top to home. Working at Desi and Matthews has checked in for Coach Adam Schilling. On top to Step. Step, free throw line extended. Shot comes up short. Diving for the ball. Galvez out of bounds to Colfax with 11:44 left in regulation. The ball and a 10-point lead.
Kale was open in the corner there. You would hope that Eli saw him and hit Kale in the corner there because we got to get him going.
Yeah. And again, game 3 for McDonald on the season. Game 3 for Colfax. The Macs come in 1-1. Lost to Amory, the win over Mondovi. And Colfax looking for that first win of the season. So can feel their hunger here with 11.5 to go. Lost to a good Prescott team that's going to help wrap things up here from this tournament against Elk Mound in the final game of the day. Driving and whistle as Trey Larson taking it inside, the 5'9 junior drawing the foul on the Macs. Stopping the clock with 11, and that one is going to be foul number 3 on Galvez. Carson leading the Macs with 10 points. First free throw from Larson is out, no good. It's been a tough hoop to shoot free throws on today.
Yeah, I wonder if it's because of the depth behind there.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. They talk about that NCAA tournament. You play in those big places, right? Second free throw is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's an 11-point lead. Again, if the Macs want the drama of the comeback, I think we've got it now. 11 points down with 11, just over 11 minutes to go. Macs on the attack, going right to left. Galvez into the paint. All the way through, there's the shot blocked, but a foul. A look of surprise on Tegan Lydon's face, but that's going to be his third personal with 11:03 left here in regulation, and the Vikings up 11 as Galvez to the line. Carson sunk his first two earlier. It's 11:03 left in regulation. Ooh, front iron for Carson, misses the first one. Stick around later in the post game. The Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, our post-class post-game show. Hope to hear from Coach Schilling, stats and highlights, and a check of the Wogo Sports calendar, which most notably includes tonight. Second free throw, no good. Max get the rebound. Desian Matthews is fouled.
That a boy, Desian. He got the rebound, kicked it out, swung the ball, gets the ball back.
Again, Desian, a contributor offensively, defensively to the football team. Injuries kept him out of the final games of the season. But, you know, he was, after that elite running back of Eli Stepp and Dawson Moulton, I mean, he was the third leading runner for the Macs in the football season. So he could bring it as he misses the first free throw. Well, certainly, you know, practice following today is going to include free throws, right?
So. That's the third miss. This half?
It is, yeah. So I have them 3 for 12 in the day, 25% right now.
Yikes.
Next one from Desian is good. His first point of the day.
Timeout.
And we'll take a break. Timeout. Half a minute. We're back in a moment. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Mark Halverson, Kurt Galvez back at the Johnson Fieldhouse, UW South, with our video producer, Sam Aberle, our radio producer, Zach Wycheck. Macs are down 10, 44-34. They've trailed by as many as 11. Some of those early lead changes and ties have gone by the way, Kurt. We had three ties, four lead changes, but Koufax kind of owning this thing right now as the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be, incorrect call. So it's going to stay Koufax basketball.
McDonald comes out in the press
here. Press, yeah.
Yep, try to drum something up.
Yep.
Russell from Koufax, number 30, is back in, the big guy.
Russell Polkowski. And now they'll see what if the Max press. The Memorial press did a lot of damage to the Chihai girls last night. And there's the steal. Galvez taking it inside, up and in, and the Max cut the lead to 8. So Galvez with 12 on the night.
Oh.
And Koufax struggling against the pressure. They're able to get it ahead to Orion Nicholson. Now across the timeline to Ensminger. Ensminger cutting into the McDonald defense. Boy, that was a tough one. I mean, it's going to be apparently a foul on the Macs, but...
on Eli.
That's his fourth, yeah. And Isaac Crawford going to set to check in, the 5'10 junior for Coach Schilling.
Desigan and Keller putting good pressure up front on that press there, so... hopefully we get a stop here, get a bucket, and see if they can create another turnover here.
Max in a 3-0-1. We're down by 11 and have cut it to 8, and there's the drive, and there it is, and a nice play by Koufax. So Ryan Nichols, his first two of the second half, he's got 14. Again, he's the guy you have to look at. I mean, he had the 25 in the loss to the lopsided loss to Prescott the other night. Crawford picks up the dribble, gets it across the way to Dawson Moulton, who has come in for, I think, he didn't play a lot in the first half, if he did play. Crawford out on top, getting some contact. Desian Matthews for 3 points, and he got it. Desian,
nice.
A huge basket for the Macs. And so now, 46-39, the Macs are within 7. And I took which player?
Isaiah Entsminger.
Entsminger gets the two.
Yeah, he took the ball, went to the paint. Yeah. You see Carson get out of the way, not to get too close to draw that foul. So.
And the ball out of bounds, and McDonald will keep it.
Started for the Mets, 34, Brendan Musso.
9:35 left, approaching the midway point of this second half, which inside of 9 minutes, think of it as the fourth quarter, if you will, in regulation. And the Max down 48-39. Lozell Christensen into the corner of Matthews. They work it around on the outside. Galvez leading the Max in scoring with 12. Shot on the way and no good from the deep right corner by Cale Holm. And out of there with it, Koufax with the ball and a 9-point lead. The Vikings in the white uniforms with the red numerals, lettering, and trim driving the lane. Stripped away, and a good job by Cale Holm as the Koufax fifth turnover of the second half laid up. Oh, and Crawford missed one they had to have, and it stays a 9-point deficit. Racing down the floor, Tegan Lydon comes into contact with Galvez, and now the Max turn it the other direction. Galvez going to race it down and lay it on. He missed the shot. And Galvez coming from out of bounds.
Yeah.
Oh, two layups.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
Yeah.
So did the Max out of three.
Well, and again, we're talking about, in terms of just laying it on the line, in terms of free throws and layups, those are your higher percentage shots, right?
Those are the ones you need.
Those are the ones you need.
Yeah, but, you know, missing these threes, that's going to happen.
Yeah, so 8:53 to go in regulation here on WOGO Sports. And Koufax with the ball and the 9-point lead as Lydon into the forecourt. Nichols going on the baseline into the paint. There's the turnaround. And going for his first basket of the game, Russell Polkowski's done it defensively, and now there's his first two, and it's back to an 11-point lead at 50-39.
It's a tough shot. Good defense, you know.
Yeah, 6'6 sophomore down low, right? And so now Holm working it down low to Matthews, finds a cutter. Lozell Petersen for two for the Max. Lozell Christensen, yes.
Desiam's having a good game.
So Lozell Christensen has four, had two in the first half. So 8 minutes now left in regulation. Max down 9. Still hoping for that comeback. Starts here by shutting him off on the defensive end. Koufax up 50-41. There's the drive. Basket, no, but a foul. As Trey Larson, boy, these guards are talented for Koufax.
Yeah, they're quick. They can dribble. They're beating us to the paint.
They both hit two threes, and they can drive, get to the free throw line. You know,
I think it's one of those two. You can't go zone necessarily right now because you're trying to create a turnover. You know,
Larson misses the first free throw. The foul was on Desian Matthews, his first, and for McDonald, their third as a team in the second half. Next one is. Around and no good. Max need the rebound, and they get it. Falling to the ground is Eli Stepp, who's out there with four fouls. So Coach Schilling may feel like just got to have him out there. Lozell Christensen losing the ball. There's a ball rifled into the corner to Cale Holm, and it's off the rim. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's a stay Max basketball. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. All right, 50-41, 7:33 to go. You see that sand going through the hourglass of this game.
Still time.
Yeah, putting each possession kind of under the microscope. Looking to get it in, struggling. Eli Stepp in there with the four fouls to Lozell Christensen. Deep right corner, gets it off to Holm. Working it on the right baseline. Getting it off to Jaden Mitchell, the 5'10 sophomore. Whistle, and it's going to be a foul on Koufax with 7:23 to go. And it looks like
Orion.
Orion Nichols.
Sorry, Orion. Yeah. Orion.
And that's going to be the third personal on Orion and the fifth team foul. Max into the deep left corner. Step picked up defensively there by Tegan Lydon. He'll drive, lose it as he falls out of bounds. And I'm going to say a McDonald turnover. Mm. Their ninth of the day. No foul called and 7:16 to go. And Koufax gets it back against the McDonald full court press. 50-41 game. Vikings by 9. They get it in the backcourt to Trey Larson. Steal by McDonald. Taking it up with the left hand. Mitchell misses the shot.
That's three layups. Three layups missed now.
Colfax now has one more turnover than they had the entire first half, but the max, I mean, just they have not taken advantage.
Can't take advantage of it. We're either missing free throws or
and layups. Right. No. That's the pain. Again, it's game three in the season, right? But bigger court, maybe more tired. And first free throw is good. Jaden Mitchell, the 5'10 sophomore, first points of the night for him. I'd like to see as many guys as possible get in the scoring column each and every game. Even the Lady Cards losing last night, but had eight girls score. Free throw no good on the second one. It's been a rough night at the line for the Max. A 50-42 game, the full court pressure. And
timeout.
We're going to get a timeout, Colfax. We'll take a break as well. 7:04 to go. The Max pressure doing something. Can the offense capitalize as well? Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Basketball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
First of two Max basketball games here. This one from Johnson Fieldhouse. South with the Max boys playing Colfax. Before we do more hours of recruiting, Colfax, our new producer, Sam Everly. Sonotag. Beautiful. Sonotag Center, of course, as it's the Max against Fred Arkansas.
It's been working. We just got to take advantage of it.
Guys, make your layups and your free throws, and you got a fighting chance. All right, so now Colfax advancing and passing her into the forecourt. Bringing left to right, in the leg dribbles, gets it on top to Larson. Again, just two seniors on this Colfax team, so a young bunch. They're tough now. They're going to get tougher in the years ahead. Six seniors for McDonald. But, again, four sophomores on varsity who are getting the taste of it. And a good job defensively by Lozelle Christensen. And the mask out of there. They get it to the other end. Desi and Matthews looking to light up the blocking foul on Colfax with 6:37 to go. On at 14 points, lead them in scoring. He is joining the same play as Eli up the four fouls.
Desi's doing a great job as the sixth man today.
Yeah, just cheering him on because I felt for him. Head to the heart, right? Yeah. Watching the other guys out there.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
He put a lot of time in himself on the football field and throughout that season, and then you get to the end, and it's like, I'm sure he just wanted one carry on that for that game, you know?
He's been a spark off the bench. The Max on a 4-0 run since trailing 50-39 back in Edessian with a bunch of these points. He's now got five all in the second half. The next one is up, and off the front iron, rebound comes away to Tegan Leiden, and everybody's had their free throw issues today. All right, into the forecourt. Colfax now on top of the big guy, Polkowski. And I would think that, I was going to say they're not going to be in a hurry, but they drain. That's a two, I think. Deacon Leiden up a free. All right. The second of the second half and his third of the game. That was a killer right there. It's a 10-point game. It's just over 6 minutes to go, and there's a McDonald turnover on an errant pass. And into the forecourt, Colfax. Yeah, I think I was looking at the college line on the call before. But then Colfax turning it back over to the Max at the other end. Driving right baseline. Nice move and a great job getting it in there. Eli Stepp cuts the lead back to 8. Max with that full court press has been very successful. At 5:40 to go in 8, even then, despite that three-pointer from Colfax a short time ago. Ensminger going to drive right by his defender and score it on Galvez.
Can't let him do that.
They've got a number of capable scorers on this Colfax team, and there's the three-pointer, and Cale Holm nails it at the other end for the Max. Cale Holm buried that cold-blooded three, his second of the second half. He's got 13 points on the game, and 3 3-pointers in the contest. It's 55-48. Max down 7. Again, I'm from the old school. There's a ball knocked away by Lavelle Christensen in the fourth court. He wants to lay it up and in. No messing around with a slam dunk that time.
Down by 5 here. Full court pressure again.
Max drawing 5, like Kurt said. Ensminger, again, I don't understand why they're hurrying it up so much. They missed the shot. Well, tipped out of bounds. They're going to say McDonald basketball.
I think
we got a break there.
I think we did, too.
It looked like
no, I'm sure.
No, 40. Max 7. We're down 11. 50 to...
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
So in a foul. And foul goes on Desi and Matthews. And that'll be his second with, again, eye on the clock here. Max have cut it to a 5-point game. And that pressure has really been a difference maker so far, Kurt.
It has. And, you know, Kel hitting that three there. Brennan making his layup.
Right. All right, so now, again, a lot of time, 4.5 to go. If I was Koufax, I would think they'd want to slow it down. They don't show any penchant for that as the missed driving layup by Leiden, and the Max out of there with it. Here's Cale Holm ahead to Lozelle Christensen.
Nice.
He lays it. It's a 3-point game. Wow. At the other, I don't understand it. Koufax.
We got to get that rebound. There
like
you go.
Playing like they're behind in the missed attempt by Leiden, and here comes Lozelle Christensen's going to lay up. Boy, it looked like there was contact. No foul call. Following it up down low. Tough shot put up. Eli step double pumping. Rebound. Desi and Matthews for the basket.
Desi and big again there. Desi and was big there.
We'll get a break in the action. 3:49 to go. Back in half a minute. Max within one on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Hey. Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
A puzzling game as Koufax enjoyed an 11-point lead at 50-39. Since then, the Max have outscored them 15-5, and an 11-point lead now, a 1-point lead, Kurt Galvez.
Yeah, I was just talking to your friends from Koufax there on the radio. I said, why are they shooting so quick?
And what did they say?
He said, they get a little itchy. And I said, I mean, I can see the layups of, you know, they're beating our guys to the paint. But you go for the layup, maybe draw the foul. But at the same time, it's like... Take some time off the clock and then make that move.
I mean, back in the day, again, there's not a shot clock in Wisconsin high school basketball, so you don't need to hurry, and it seems like it's a lost art of letting the air out of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just hey, we're going to try to milk the clock.
Right.
Boy, McDonald, a whale of a comeback here.
Yep.
Within one with 3:49 to go. And now against the full court right press, steal by Desi and... Again, not a steal by Desian. It's Brennan Lozelle Christensen with the steal. As, again, Koufax has had 10 turnovers in the second half, and then the Max turning it over.
They said Kill had his heels on the line there. So.
All right, a 1-point Koufax lead with 3:44 to go. In the backcourt, they get it to Larson. Larson picked up defensively by Cale Holm. Cale, good defense on him.
Good defense.
Gets it
Cale.
Across the timeline to Ensminger. Ensminger, open teammate, right corner. Three-pointer is there. Cold-blooded three from Tegan Leiden. His third of the second half, fourth of the game. Koufax goes up by 4 at 58-54. Still a ton of time. Max don't need to be in a hurry. And they're going to down low, missing the shot, fighting for it. Koufax out of there with it.
Brennan got away with a possible foul there on that rebound.
Yep. And so now approaching the three-minute mark, Koufax with the ball and a four-point lead. Possibly trying to escape our questions about the lack of a slowdown.
Travel.
And another Koufax turnover. That's their 11th of the second half. It's their 17th of the game. And actually, McDonald has just 11, so it's a six-turnover difference unofficially. Max ball inside of 3 minutes to go. Down by four, 58-54. Still a ton of time in anybody's game as Eli Step to the right side. Gets it on top to Holm, back to Step. Step down low to intended there for Brennan Lozell Christensen and then stolen away. Bad time for a turnover for the Max. To the left corner. They find a cutting Leiden. And now they'll bring it out here a little bit. 2.5 minutes to go. On top, Leiden. Koufax ball in a four-point lead. Max with a man-to-man here. Would love to get a steal. At this point, the foul situation, only four team fouls, and McDonald have to foul him three times to get him to go to the free throw. Oh, he bangs in a three from the left corner. He couldn't do it a second time that way if he tried. Charbonneau, first points of the second half, and Koufax goes up 7, 61-54. That one really hurts with 2 minutes to go. Oh, Dessian Matthews gets the layup for the basket.
Finish back does.
And it's a five-point game. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating. 66-61, 156 to go. All right, still anybody's game, but the Max, it's got to start on defense, and you got to take advantage of your chances offensively, Kurt Galvez.
Yeah, this is a big 156 here. I mean, this is where the game's either won or lost. I mean, you're only down five. The bank three. Bank three right there.
Yeah, that was a real killer of a Charbonneau. Boy, it would be a two-point game right now if that hadn't. I mean, it was from the corner, and somehow it hits the edge of the backboard and goes in. That was like a trick shot. All right, here comes that Max full court press. It's deflected on the inbounds and the McDonald steal. Galvez gets it on the outside to Holm in the deep right corner off to Lozell Christensen. McDonald now. That another turnover. That's 12 in the second half for Koufax. Max down by five. 100 seconds left. Cross-court pass. Galvez, there it is.
Oh.
Rattles out. No. Rebound. Matthews has his hands on it. Gets it to Galvez. Max keep possession now with a minute 30 to go. Driving Eli Step basket
big
is
move.
Good and a foul.
Big move.
Huge move.
Dezian with another big play.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah, that huge offensive rebound. Dezian Matthews, the 6'3 senior, making it happen as the foul goes on Ensminger, his second. The three-point play is completed. And after the Max struggled with free throws earlier, how about Eli Step out there with the two fouls, and he's got 14 points. The Max with that full court pressure.
Hey.
And what's the call?
It looks like somebody pushed off.
A Koufax player.
He pushed off of Eli.
Wow, offensive foul, and so that's their 19th turnover, and it's going to go on with 1:29 to go. The Max are within two after the three-point play by Eli Stepp a moment ago. And
this is a big shot here. You don't want to force anything.
And we're not seeing on this. There's the basket
nice.
Out of the Max. Just tied it up. Eli Step on the inbounds pass.
We got to get back on defense. They're 2v1 on Carson there.
Wow, Eli Step just huge down the stretch here. And out of bounds, Koufax keep it 1:16 to go. The Vikings got to wonder what hit them. That's just our fourth tie of the game now. And it's been a long, long time since we've had a tie. You go way back to, we're tied at 6:14 and 17 for the three ties. Colfax ball, 76 seconds to go. What a comeback by McDonald. They were down 50-39. Ball on the floor. Loose ball on the floor. The Vikings try to get it off to a teammate. Did they call timeout? Clock at 1:12 now.
They might have got.
And it's going to be a foul on the Mavs. You got to say the big guys have done a good job. Only Galvez got a foul in the second half. We haven't seen a lot of Mason Bussey, though.
No, I think it's because we have to press. And...
Yep. And so that one is on Lozell Christensen, his third. So he and Galvez with three. The three-pointer off the
rebound
rim, no good. Missed shot that time by Leiden, and the Mavs out of there with it. They get it ahead, step, and there it is. The layup is good, and the Mavs get the lead on the layup by Lozell Christensen. What an incredible comeback by the Mavs, now trying to hold on as they lead it 63-61. Three-pointer, no good. Mavs out of there with the rebound. 40-plus seconds to go. They get it ahead. Lozell Christensen at the other end.
And
two
one.
More, and a foul for the Mavs.
Well, they're giving energy this last minute and some change here, so.
Wow. I'll say, what a comeback, and they now lead it by four. And Lozell Christensen back-to-back hoops here. Huge for the Mavs, who lead it by five as the foul going on.
He made his free throw.
Leiden. Yes, he did for the first time tonight after 0-for-4 in the first half, but he's been huge here offensively and defensively for the Mavs. The final 35 seconds. And a timeout, Colfax, and we'll keep it here. 33.9 seconds left, a 66-61 McDonald lead. And how do they do it? It was 50-39. The Mavs outscoring Colfax 27-11 since that point here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. But again, the pressure's really turned this, that full court press has turned the game around.
We took advantage when we turned them over.
Right.
You know, before we were talking, we weren't making free throws. We weren't making the layups. But I think the big spark is Desi and Matthews.
Right.
This is Desi and Matthews' game right here.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. He had that three-pointer. He's had offensive rebounds. He's done he had a layup. And so
creating turnovers.
Yeah, you're right. And saying that, he's had 9 points in the second half plus that huge offensive rebound. And he didn't, after going scoreless in the first half, but his presence has been huge.
Big time. And that's good to see because, you know I'll tell you, the first two games, guys coming off the bench, you know, you didn't get that much of an impact out of them. I think Desi and wrote his name down and said, I'm going to make an impact, and I'm the sixth man today.
Right,
so,
for sure.
We can't foul him here.
Yeah.
We know that they'll take a quick shot, and if that's the case, we know Desi has been rebounding the ball, but Carson and Brennan have to box out and try to be the guys on top getting that rebound over.
All right, here we go. Final 33.9 seconds. They get the inbounds. They're going to work it down low right away, and a double pump shot. No good. Missed by Polkowski. Mavs out of the rebound. Whistle and a foul, and Polkowski frustrated with himself for missing that one.
Yeah, you know, you think he would just go straight up. I mean,
yeah.
We know Carson's somewhat not, I mean, he's not in foul trouble, but, you know, he would get yelled at from coach if he did foul him there, so he's going to let him go up, you know.
And he's frustrated with himself. You can agonizing over there in front of Coach Height.
Yeah, I wonder if he hurt his knee or something.
Yeah, possibly. First free throw comes off a little bit short for Galvez. The foul was on Tegan Leiden. I had him as four already, but apparently he's got four now. So
Carson's got to make this free throw here.
Galvez, second there one around, and it falls for him.
All right, no fouls.
Yep.
Don't let him take an easy shot.
67-61. They need 2 3-pointers.
Good.
There's the missed one from long range for Nichols. And the Mavs are going to win this thing. 15 seconds left into the forecourt. They get it to Eli Stepp. Mavs looking to go 2-1 on the season, having lost to Amory and then on beating Mondovi. And now what a comeback win this is shaping up to be. The final 2-1 and game six of the day from the Northwest Tip-Off Classic at Johnson Fieldhouse. CW Stout goes to McDonald.
Oh, my goodness, Mark.
Winning at 67-61. We're back with the post-last post-game show in 2 minutes. This is Max Victorious Basketball on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus.
Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.